Jerry Mason, Kicking Lawyer. We're here for another Law Talk. So if you haven't already, please like, follow, subscribe to the content on all social media platforms, all podcast platforms, wherever you listen or watch your stuff. Please check us out on YouTube. We don't have as much traction there, and I would appreciate it personally if you check us on YouTube. And then if you're looking to buy, sell, rent, lease real estate, remember that Michelle Allen is a longtime sponsor of our show, and she's your go-to in the area if you're going to buy, sell, or rent, lease, real estate, or just want some general directions in the area. She's a good go-to. And then if you want to get some discipline, self-control, physical fitness, visit masonsmartialarts.com. We have two locations, one in Millington and one in Covington. Been serving the community, creating champions since 93. And then new on the square, Jam Books and Records. You're buying new books, records, signed memorabilia, graded comics. So you come check us out. It's open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday on the Covington Square. And the subject of today's podcast, holistic healthcare and hormones. You visit holistichealthhormones.com if you want to optimize and maximize your health. And then if you need help with social media, marketing, plans, commercials, all that kind of stuff, you can visit masonitemarketing.com and Josh will get you set up. And so joining me today are a couple of guests who have been here before, but we're wanting to start sort of a reoccurring segment on health and fitness here. And so I've asked both the ladies of Holistic Healthcare and Hormones, Dr. Laura Huffman and the beautiful and amazing bride of mine, Madeline Mason, who's a nurse practitioner, and both of them run the Holistic Healthcare and Hormones. So we just thought we could have a conversation about that. How you doing?
Good. Good. You're moving on up. You have as much of an intro as like the Sean Ryan show with all your sponsors there.
I've actually never watched the intro to the Sean Ryan show.
Oh, okay.
You're going to get me on a rabbit hole too, because we'll have to talk about Joe Rogan and the Liver King. But anyway, one thing I want to tell you guys if you're watching this, because I know people watch varying lengths of the show, please leave in the comments things health-related questions you might have that these ladies could then maybe address on future episodes. So today's going to kind of be a general overview of what they do and what this clinic does in our area. But we hope to have this be a reoccurring thing, and we're interested in what your questions are. I know we could literally do a show on menopause. As a dude, I didn't even know that was a phased thing. It sounds stupid.
Yeah, Jerry thought menopause was the day.
Well, I didn't think it was a day, but I didn't think it was like a lifetime event of all these different months. So why don't one of you start by sort of telling us again about Holistic Healthcare and Hormones, what the clinic's vision is, why you're here, all that stuff.
Sure. We'll start straight away. So we just opened up a few months ago, and we're on the square in Covington. We're a small location right now. Inside the Huffman Mason law firm building, we're renting a suite inside there. So the vision of the clinic was really to be able to provide holistic services in a rural community, which traditionally has been very challenging to do, especially with insurance. So we wanted to step outside of the normal insurance model and be able to really meet patients that might be frustrated with what their current healthcare looks like, or are just struggling to meet their goals, and do a little bit more specialized coaching, counseling, and really a head-to-toe approach where, you know, Laura's background is psychiatry, my background is more the emergency medicine, so that we can come together and be able to look at the brain as it relates to, you know, your thyroid, as it relates to your gut health, and really get people back on track. It's more of preventative medicine, and we're able to do that because we're outside of, you know, a traditional insurance model. But that's kind of what the goal of the clinic was to just bring another level of wellness to the community.
So you sort of, and I probably should start with that, you sort of mentioned Dr. Laura's background. Why don't each of you tell the audience your backgrounds, sure, your accolades?
I can start. So I'm a psychiatrist. I graduated from med school in 2001, and I started out with a lot of passion to be a healer and to be in medicine. And over the years, that just kind of got stripped away. The more I was exposed to the realities of the medical system. So we talked about we're not just going to bash Western medicine today because that's not what this is all about. However, having spent the last 23 years in the Western medicine system, I realized that it wasn't healing people the way I wanted to. I wasn't allowed to be the type of healer I wanted to be. And it got to the point where it was so discordant between what my soul wanted and what was really happening that I just developed a distaste for the current medical system. Luckily, there has been for a long time now a move towards holistic health. So it's huge even in Western healthcare at this point compared to where it started. And yes, we are a small rural area, and so things tend to kind of get here more slowly. However, it's here. And Madeline and I, having been in the system, we know where the problems are with the current system. The name is all in, it's all in the name. So holistic healthcare is holistic healthcare because as humans, we're not just this system or this organ or even this body. You know, we're a body and a mind and spirit. We're all this complexity. And if you can't take in the complexity, you cannot help a person heal whatever their issues are. So when you go to the clinic, say you go to the clinic and you have a sore throat, or you go to the ER mm-hmm. and you have, you know, a problem. Western medicine's great at fixing your arm or stopping, you know, saving your life in a traumatic accident. But the ongoing wellness and maintenance and what it means to be human and what it means to be healthy is not addressed in Western medicine. So it's awesome that we are going to start this thing here. It needs to be here. The community needs it. People all over are waking up to how to be healthier and what they want for themselves. And so we're excited. I'm super excited to be involved in being able to help heal people, help direct people towards their goals, and just share that experience with people in a deeper, more meaningful way.
Well, I want to circle back to y'all's definition of holistic here in a second, but Madeline, you want to give us your background and sort of
Where you're here? I have been in healthcare since 2009, and I worked for a long time in the ER as a nurse, and then I went in to administration, so I did manager work and ERs and like system process improvements, really like high volume, high stress situations. I was over a lot of oncology clinics, and that's really where I saw the craziness that is our healthcare system, because we have the sickest people, and we have doctors that are geniuses, and they are like, there's a handful of these people in the world that know how to treat and a lot of times cure these people's cancer, and then the insurance companies are saying, well, maybe you might know, and mm-hmm. but we don't know anything about healthcare as insurance companies, but we're going to argue with you anyways, and we're going to keep this person from getting the life-saving treatment they need. So I ended up transitioning over from that to another administrative job after COVID. But in oncology, there is a whole lot of holistic care. There's a whole lot of making sure the patients aren't depressed and treating depression if they are. There's a whole lot of getting them moving, making sure their nutrition, like there's a lot of dietary components where you make sure they're eating the right stuff. And with a lot of the chemotherapies, if they eat certain things, then they'll have like metallic tastes or they'll get ulcers and things. So like nutrition is heavy focused, and it's one of those things where that's really great for those people that are so sick, but that kind of practice applies to everybody. You know, if you're in the hospital a week, you need the same things. You need somebody thinking about, you know, being in the hospital for a week is traumatic. Like, what does your mental state look like? How are you going to do for the next 6 months when you go home? And what does that look like? And the current system with the volume of patients that have to be pushed through the system And the reimbursement that Medicare gives the system just doesn't allow for individual tailored patient-specific care. So what we do does take a long time. Like a doctor's appointment, a normal doctor's appointment, you know, is 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You might see the doctor for five. I know you and your doctor like to talk a lot longer than that, but it's quick. Like, and that's the expectation. You know, the expectation is that a regular doctor sees 25 to 45 patients a day. And that's how they have to do that to, you know, support their clinic, support their staff, make a little living for themselves, pay for the bills. But if you kind of step outside of that normal model and you look at, if we didn't have to go with insurance and we didn't have to even think about getting a pre-auth or a pre-cert or, you know, whatever, then what does it really look like to take care of the patient? And so that's what, when we've talked about this for a long time, but when we really got serious about it, it was scary. It was scary going, okay, I'm not going to take insurance, because you don't know if anybody can afford it, and you don't know if, you know, people put a lot of money into their insurance company. So you want people to still trust you when they come, that you're going to do what's best for them. And I think a lot of times, like, doctors who aren't taking insurance kind of get undersold. Mm-hmm. By insurance companies. So it was different.
Well, both of you are kind of talking about dealing with people that are sick. Mm-hmm. And my experience thus far as a patient was that I didn't know that I was sick, honestly, but that I see a benefit. It's like you said, they're in the hospital for a week and then they need this follow-up care and nutrition. But my view on it, which I voiced on here a lot, is you really need to be doing that before you're sick. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's preventative. So even though people think they're arguably healthy, they can benefit from this type of service, because we need to identify, and I'm not trying to sell your own deal, but this is the way I look at it. You need to identify what the insufficiency is before it becomes a problem, before I need the ER to fix me or the oncologist to fix me. And I can't do that if I don't, if I work and in the insurance industry's borders of what is approved. Mm-hmm. I luckily have you ladies and would like to go outside that. And so like that Dutch test, for example, for me, and I'm telling this as a patient and as a potential viewer, right? I didn't know what holistic meant. Like, you two clearly have in your head what holistic means.
Well, Laura's way ahead of the game than I am. Like, she's been practicing it for years.
I'm just saying, though, holistic. That as a consumer, holistic to me meant, you know, voodoo, spirituality. I didn't think of it in the holistic care of the person, all the systems.
Whole person.
Yeah. So I guess talk a little bit to that, and then maybe address a little more, like I was talking about, how, you know, the goal is to avoid this extreme sickness that
you
get.
So here's part of what I've seen over the years. Yes, what Madeline says about the insurance, it's a big issue, but the pharmaceutical industry is, I can't believe the things that they get away with, and I can't believe the things that the public doesn't realize about how it all works. I only learned it inside the system. And I only learned it over the years watching things happen, having an individual patient that I couldn't get something for, or just the excesses of the system. So in our country, you can sell a drug and it has a brand name. So, you know, Tylenol is the brand name of the generic medication, acetaminophen. So for 10 years, they can sell this medication for horrible, excessive amounts of money. I know research and development requires money, but this is out of control expense. Then when that medication becomes generic, it slowly, you know, comes down in cost. But the pharmaceutical companies are obviously, they want you to buy their product. And so they're not motivated to go back to the root cause. They're motivated to keep you on the blood pressure medicine, to keep you on the cholesterol medicine, to keep you on the diabetes medicine. There are wonderful, healthy, holistic ways to cure somebody's diabetes. We could all do it. We could all go out in our communities and teach people how to heal, and we're not. And we're letting the pharmaceutical companies just just abuse us as human beings. And so at some point, everybody has to wake up to that. And coming to holistic care is part of that waking up. People think I need this medication because it's the best thing that's out there and I really need it. And so my insurance is going to pay, you know, $600 a month or $2,000 an injection. And that's just not the whole truth. And sometimes even your provider isn't able to tell you the whole truth because they're busy. They're seeing 40 patients a day. They're listening to the drug rep who brought them lunch. And yes, it's great to have, you know, lunch brought to the staff and everything, but so there's just this whole system of being fed partial truths. And so it's kind of like a revolution in healthcare. And like I said, it's not new, but it's gaining steam. And as far as cost goes, and as far as going to a provider who doesn't take insurance, that's the way to keep you from spending money in the future. Mm-hmm. It's only about, like Madeline was saying, yes, we need income to keep things going. We have to pay for the light bill and all those things like any other business. But if you come to us and you're our client and you have to keep coming to us for the rest of your life, then we haven't done a good job. We want you to come to us, try to identify as best we can what's going on, fix the problems, teach you all these skills. You go out, you continue the skills, and you teach your children and your friends and everybody else the skills, and everybody gets healthier. Mm-hmm. And we're happy if you don't need to come back to us. That means you're well.
Yeah, and medications, you know, a lot of people are going to have medications to band-aid symptoms, or even like I'm treating a lot of women who are on menopause and perimenopause, and so that might look a little different than most people think. Medication, like you might take those medications for several years while you're deficient on hormones until your body like evens out, and then you can come off that when, you know, your body's in a different phase of its life. So that looks a little bit different. But even like our patients that come in and they're on a list of supplements, and you're probably guilty of this, Jerry. You're on a list of supplements. A lot of them, they don't know why they're taking the supplement. Like, they know what they heard about it online, but it's almost like what the drug company does, where they throw out buzzwords, and so the patients pick up on those buzzwords. They buy the product. They spend a lot of money on the product, and like a lot of their supplements interact with each other, or a lot of the supplements have proprietary blends in them where they have things in them that they don't realize are harmful to their bodies. And they're taking it with the assumption that they're taking something that's really positive for their body overall. So it's just having somebody that can look at, like, these are the meds you're taking. This is your past medical history. We go back through your whole medical history, even childhood, because for hormones, that's really important. Like what your puberty looked like and what your early 20s looked like and when you started developing certain symptom patterns and things like that. So we go through all that. We go through your past medical history. We go through your supplements. We go through your medications, what your diagnosis have been in the past, if you have surgery, what your day looks like normally, and then what abnormal days look like. Because a lot of times we say, well, this is what an abnormal day looks like, but we have more abnormal days than normal days, and we have to identify that. So it's really getting an overall sense of the whole person, and it takes a lot of time to do that. And it takes a lot of time before the visit and after the visit to get a good understanding of the whole patient's medical history and the essence of the patient. So, and what we're going to be able to impact for that patient. You know, if you're fatigued and you're getting 3 hours of sleep a night and you want to lose weight, and I tell you just go run 10 miles a day, like, that's stupid. You're never going to be able to do that. So we have to figure out what you need to start making the progression to your goals.
So I guess as an example, maybe to viewers, again, I would circle back to my experience as a patient, which y'all are welcome to comment on any aspects of my test health. I don't care. But what I did want to say is, so I originally went to these ladies because I was having extreme anxiety, occasionally panic attacks, usually when I was sitting still and not doing anything. I was fine when things were really stressful. If they were really stressful, that's when I would function the best. And it's like I would pursue that kind of stress because it's the only way that I felt like I was safe, I guess. and wasn't sleeping, like, hardly at all. And when I would lay down to go to sleep, my brain was spinning the whole time. I couldn't stop, and I'd literally almost get into a panic attack just sitting there thinking about things. Like, it was that bad. And then I have thyroid issues, testosterone issues. I didn't know at the time, apparently I have pretty extreme adrenal issues. And on the outside, I thought I would be the picture of health because I take 30 supplements a day. I work out all the time, cold plunge, saunas, you name it, I do it, right? Very strict diet. And so anyway, I come and Madeline does, which one did I do?
You did the Dutch Plus.
I did the Dutch Plus, which is basically a urine and saliva test that you do multiple screens on over a 24-hour period, turn it into, or they send it off. And so what Madeline and Dr. Laura uncovered on mine is, first, I'm super messed up, and they can discuss that further if they choose to. But it came down to basically sleep. What it looked like was, I'm not creating, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong on this, but my understanding was, because I don't sleep well or at all, I'm not creating the DHEA, which is a like triggering molecule for like adrenal glands to fire and some of these other organs to function properly. So the first thing was, and I've been going to the doctor for years, and I have a very intelligent doctor. Like you say,
oh yeah, he's way smarter than I am.
Unlike most physicians, my doctor spends hours with me, mm-hmm. mostly because I argue with him. But like, we literally go through supplements, and he argues, don't take that, take that. So I think I get good primary care. But this wasn't really identified as an underlying issue of what might cause the system to not work right. So long story short, before we did hormones or anything, Madeline told me to start taking, which magnesium was it?
Glyconate when you go to sleep.
Magnesium glyconate. I try to take it an hour before I go to sleep along with melatonin.
You're taking melatonin.
And since I've been doing that, after the first 3 or 4 days, up to right now, when I get laid down at night, I always read before I go, so I'm reading. I'll read, I get fatigued, I put it down, I go to sleep. And other than there was like 2 nights maybe in the last 6 weeks where for whatever reason I either struggled to go to sleep or I woke up in the middle of the night, I'm not even waking up in the middle of the night. I'm sleeping the whole night, all the way through. My sleep score on my Whoop has gone up. Now, I haven't done follow-up testing yet to see how that's affected this system, but I can already tell I feel better. Like, I'm more rested. Other than having anxiety that I am going to have some kind of panic issue, typically when I lay down, my mind's not spiraling and I'm able to go to sleep. So as a patient, I see where this is different than Western medicine. Because if I had gone to my primary care, this test is not covered by insurance. Would have never done it.
Yeah.
These issues, these insufficiencies wouldn't have been identified. And then I'd be taking a pill.
Melatonin and magnesium glyconate wouldn't be like a Band-Aid for everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a specific treatment for you because of how your body is methylating and how your melatonin levels are based on your cortisol fluctuations in your sleep. Like, you are supposed to have a normal peaks in cortisol when you wake up in the day, and at different times it would be appropriate to have peaks in cortisol, and you were having no peaks in cortisol, which really shows us that you have high chronic stress. So
yes.
And when we talk about adrenals, like, there's two conditions. There's Addison's disease and Cushing's disease, which are really where your adrenal glands do not work. And so your adrenal glands are working fine. It's the signaling between your adrenal glands and your brain. So there are things people can have where your adrenal glands really don't work. And that's not what most people have. Most people have a signaling issue between the hormones and the neurochemicals and what your adrenal gland is picking up on. So,
and you're exactly right about getting a pill. If you go into your regular provider, as a psychiatrist, I'm constantly trying to help people with insomnia. And, you know, a pill is the fast, easy issue. Take this Ambien, take this Trazodone, take these other medications. And these medications are definitely have side effects. You know, Ambien has major risk for people that's been identified. And yet it's still the primary medication that we give people.
I mean, even if it's just online shopping.
Exactly.
It's still
so
risky.
So many risks, honestly, with Ambien. So you have to have the mindset in the first place that you're tired of taking a pill for everything. Don't stop all your pills because, again...
Well, and to clarify, I did start taking the magnesium, which is a pill,
yeah.
But it's not it's not a prescribed pill.
Yes.
Which is what I mean. And I take whatever supplements, but I do try to hesitate to take any prescription medication. Mm-hmm. I try to only take things naturally occurring.
So holistic care, I'm glad you brought that up. Holistic care doesn't mean no standard health care. It means, we're going to combine all of it. So somebody's treatment plan who was interested and motivated might include melatonin, but it also might include, do you know about yoga? Have you done yoga? You got to figure out what each person can benefit from. You've got to get the client on board with you in terms of, yes, this is helping me, and yes, I'm willing to do something different, because we've all been kind of conditioned to go get that pill and get it fixed fast and get back to our life of stress that you were talking about.
Well, and this may be a good question for you, Dr. Laura, in that something I struggle with. I will do whatever I'm told to do or I view is going to benefit me. Y'all know me personally. You know, if you told me to go stand in the traffic upside down with my pants down and it would make me deadlift more weight, I would be doing that right now. Like, mm-hmm. Without question, I will do whatever. But I also know I'm wired different than most people. So how do you address to people that struggle with that willpower? Because the reality is, and y'all are the experts, but it would appear to me the vast majority of, especially preventative things, could be fixed with diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you may tell them that, but is there any tricks you know of that can help people other than the fear of death, maybe actually do what they need to do?
Well, at its most, that's a good question. And at its most basic point, my response would be, we have to all decide to take care of ourselves. We have to all decide if we're valuable enough to ourselves to really, really take care of ourselves. And that may mean breaking traditions that we've been taught with our family or in our culture. It feels a little selfish sometimes. I'm going to spend this extra time, or I'm going to spend this extra money on this supplement, or I'm going to go have this lab test done. But what you're really saying is, I care about myself enough to really get to the bottom of what's happening and to really take time and slow down and take care of myself. This way I can pass this on to my children and grandchildren instead of passing on to them this, repetitive pattern of chronic stress and chronic illness, mm-hmm. that we all can see. We can all see it happening in front of us. So it takes a little bit of a mindset change. It takes just a little bit of an open mind. But if you listen to your gut, it'll kind of steer you in this direction.
Well, and sometimes people need somebody else to look in the window, mm-hmm. and say, yes, you want it, and then kind of help direct them. Or like, it's kind of like quitting smoking. Like, you can raw dog it. You can get out there and you can quit smoking, and you can set your mind to it.
I don't have a problem raw dogging it.
Oh, thanks. And just get it done. But most people can't. So there are a lot of people that want to quit smoking and have set their mind on, I'm going to quit smoking, and they backslide. So part of it is it somebody to be accountable to. And then another part of it is that physician or nurse practitioner looking and say, hey, you've got this one big thing going on, and if we fix this one big thing, it would be so much easier for you to quit smoking. Mm-hmm. Like, if you took the cigarettes out of your house and you weren't staring at the cigarettes all day long, wouldn't that be so much easier to help you put the cigarettes down? So, like, a lot of people who have depression and anxiety, it's hard for them to lose weight because it's hard for them to calm their brains down or excite their brains enough to get up and do what they need to do to lose weight. So you've got to kind of get somebody started on the right path there so that they can accomplish that goal of losing weight. So that's what we're helping people do,
I look at it as an investment in my future and my children's future. Because even if you don't care about yourself, most people have somebody that cares about them. I said this on a video a few months ago, that even if you don't have any living humans, you may have a pet that relies on you. That person, that creature loves you and relies on you. And if you care about anything, you need to take steps to help yourself be healthier to benefit them. But especially recently with the development that we're going to be grandparents, you know, that really put a fire under me that I've got to figure things out, because I don't want to just be present in their lives. I want to be active in their lives. And I want to be, I want them when they go to school, when they do the whole, well, my dad can be your dad, I want to be like, my granddad can be your dad.
So, put your oxygen mask on first. Yes. Yeah. Before you put it on your good child. Example. Yeah. And so take care, grab hold of, you know, wellness and wholeness and health for you so that you can then, you know, take better care of others. And it's going to take all of us to make different choices to migrate from the current healthcare system to something that looks like a more reasonable system for humans. I think we used to have it. I honestly think we used to have it because there used to be the medicine man for the village or for
the doctor making house calls.
I mean, they knew you. They knew.
Most of them delivered
you. They delivered you, and then they knew all about you, and they cared about you, and maybe they just got some eggs for, you know, for their payment. So it was a very, it was an intimate.
Very personal.
It was a personal and intimate experience, and it's become impersonal, and it's become driven by profit, and it's just unsustainable. So it's going to take all of us, providers and clients, to, you know, change, be willing to change the system. I guarantee it, it's better for providers, because we don't choose to go into the medical field, you know, to make a lot of money, believe it or not.
You want to help people.
Yeah, doctors don't make as much as you think. And most of us go because we just want to help and we love people. And so loving people in this case has included learning what people need and then trying to step outside the system and say, let's do this a different way. So the hormones is the perfect place to start. There's a lot more to holistic care, and hopefully we can expand. I would like to expand and be the holistic provider for our community. I would love nothing more than that. And the hormones are the exact perfect place to start, because that's where we can really look in the system and where we can really start to make a difference.
And there's so much information on hormones, and there's so many great things about what hormones do that the insurance companies haven't caught up to. So there's a lot of things for hormones that insurance companies will not cover, but there is evidence-based data, best practice data, on cohorts with thousands of people that show that this medication does this for these side effects, and long term it improves cardiovascular health and it reduces the risk of osteoporosis. And the insurance company says, well, that's great, but we're not gonna deal with that yet. Mm-hmm. So we know, for especially for women, you can prevent a lot of the long term chronic diseases by making sure that you have good understanding of your hormones in perimenopause and menopause, but even in your fertility window too. So
and I guess the last thing that I would say, just again as a patient on the outside looking in, is when we were first discussing this and you first were coming up with a name and stuff and the hormones is in everything, I again jumped to, well, that just means you're going to supplement testosterone, you're going to supplement, you know, a hormone. But that's not what you do. You're looking and seeing how the hormones are functioning in the body, and then assessing, maybe we do supplement, maybe we don't. Maybe we fill the gap with a supplement, or how you're eating or whatever. And again, that's the holistic view. And so, again, just on the outside looking in, I want to make sure that the people watching realize that it's just a different view on medicine. It's not like, it's not compartmentalized to, we're just going to look at this window. Mm-hmm. You're looking at the system mm-hmm. as a whole. So I think that's a good intro for folks. And again, I remind you, if you're watching, please leave comments. If you've got specific questions about things that they may be able to provide, or just general questions on health, and I'll let them talk about it because I'm the law guy. But I would ask that you leave us with this. I have a question for each of you. Madeline, you sort of explain how they can get a hold of you, how to book appointments if they want to. You could discuss cost or not, up to you, however you want to do it. And then Dr. Laura, I would ask if you could come up with like three things. This is literally doing what you just said you're not going to do. But like three things that universally you think could help people improve their health, just as a whole, sort of what you would tell people.
Okay, so you can book an appointment on our website, holistichealthcarehormones.com. You can go through our Facebook And that's the logo on the screen is what you'll see on our Facebook, Holistic Healthcare and Hormones. There is a phone number that you can call on that Facebook page. I don't have it memorized, so go check that out. And if you have questions and you don't want to book yet, but you want to get more information, reach out and we're happy to answer questions at any time because we know it is different. So there's that. Price-wise, what we're doing right now is $500, and that's for the initial consultation and your first two follow-up appointments. So your initial consultation is really like a fact-finding. We review medical records. We do a deep dive in your health history, and then we begin what the plan is going to be, and it's usually with some testing. So once those tests come back, you come back in, we go over all the test results, and I give you what we need to make sure, based on Western medicine, we're the must not miss diagnosis, like the things that could kill you. And then we talk about what the things are that we could put Band-Aids on. So what pharmaceutical options we have that could stop symptoms right now. And then we talk about more of the woo stuff. So what the supplements are that can overlap, what your behavior changes, what diet plans we're looking at. It just depends on what your goals are for you as a patient. So we have a couple people that have gone all the way through their first three appointments. A couple of them are going to continue to come back to meet other goals, and then a couple of them are done already. So it's just really individualized to you as a patient. And then we direct bill the labs. So, you know, if you get a CBC and you pay for it through your insurance, it might be $180. It's $4 from our clinic. And the lab company direct bills to you. So we try to keep all the other associated costs as low cost as possible. So we don't make any money off of that. We're letting you, it's your test, you know, pay for it so that you can really get what you need and be able to come back to us.
Gotcha.
Is there anything to add? Repeat your question.
No, it was just in general.
You
just
said
thinking,
three things.
If
I've
you
been
were to
here
come
thinking,
up with three things that were, you know, I mean, in some standard stuff, like don't smoke, you know. But, like, just in your experience, things that aren't really focused on that you think would be good steps people could take towards being healthier.
Okay, I got you. So, again, I'm going to always take the broadest view first. And so my interest in this talk is to kind of get the topic out there. Madeline and I are going to go in depth on multiple holistic options for treatment. And again, I hope that people in this community want more. The hormones are a good place to start. I hope that we can grow, and I would love to hear people, their interests, their questions. What would you like to see in this community?
We were going
to
go all in the beginning. We were going to do sensory deprivation pods and, you know, different things that we don't have in Tennessee
right
now.
We have dreams and goals, and we know what we need, and I think we can build it here. If we build it, they will come.
But yeah, we need to know what the
But so I'm going to go broad. I'm going to go broad. So what are three things? Number one, in our society, there's not enough self-care. We are trained to take care of everybody else and go work and make money and just ignore whatever your gut is telling you, whatever your heart is telling you. You know, it's just we're taught to not do good self-care. So self-care has to be a priority. Okay, well, why do we not do good self-care? Self-love is a very broad concept, but it's huge. Holistic health means you are a whole entity, a whole being. And a being is composed of multiple facets. You know, we have our spiritual self, we have our emotional self, we have our mental self, and we have our physical self. They all interact. Western medicine just looks at the physical self. That's not who we are. We're very complex. So at the root of it is self-love. And like I was saying, if I love myself enough to find out what's really going on, then I can look outside and do something different and find a new way. And maybe I'm brave enough to do that. And then maybe I set the example for my neighbor or for my friend or for my family member. And we decide that we're important enough to do this and to do it for our children so that their experiences can be different. So self-care, self-love. And then again, just my whole like premise that we're human beings and we're more complex than culture wants us to acknowledge. Back to the older, indigenous communities, back to the way we existed in our original groups. We were communities that united and worked together and lived together and, you know, did spiritual activities together. It was a very different experience from what we have now, where we all rush around and then we lock ourselves in our houses and watch TV.
Yeah.
You know? So there's a lot to change, but I think if people let themselves think on it for a minute, it's really exciting to think about what it means to be a human being, what it means to be a healthy human being, and what it means to be a whole human being. So that would be my three things.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, thank you both for joining us today. And like I said, hopefully this is the first of maybe monthly, whatever we end up doing, discussions. And so as we've said a few times, if you're watching, you can leave comments, and we will respond to those comments in future sessions, or they may reach out directly to you, whatever, about health or whatever. And I would love fitness comments if you've got fitness questions. Anyway, we can work together all of that. So Dr. Laura and Madeline, thank you for joining us today. And again, they're with Holistic Healthcare and Hormones. It's a new clinic right here in Covington. You can visit holistichealthhormones.com, and they'll be glad to get back to you, help you out, and try to help you optimize your health. If you haven't, please like, follow, subscribe to the content. As we said, as I've been saying for the last month or so, I'd like for you to check us out on YouTube. All this stuff is always on YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, everything. But we're trying to bump up our YouTube a little bit, so check us out over there. And then if you're going to buy, sell, rent, lease real estate, as I said before, Michelle Allen's your go-to in the area. She's your local Cry-Like realtor, also a good community leader. So if you need anything in those realms, feel free to check her out. I'm sure she'd be glad to hear from you. If you want to learn to get in shape, we're talking about fitness, you visit masonsmartialarts.com. Been open since 1993, training champions and black belts, adults and children. Come see us, two locations in Millington and Covington, Tennessee. And then Jam Books and Records is located on the square right here in Covington, open Monday through Saturday. Books, records, signed memorabilia, and comic books. So you can make sure you come check us out. Pretty cool place. And then if you want to buy, sell, or you know, I guess if you want to buy stuff, Josh will help you with that too. If you want to do any social media marketing, commercials, marketing plans, stuff like that, visit masonitemarketing.com. Thank you for joining us again for a Law Talk. If you make it this far, so you guys have a good week. Keep kicking. Thanks for watching, guys. Just remember that this is not legal advice or investment advice or business advice. This is for fun and entertainment purposes only.